We continue with Mishnah Berurah Amud Yomi Hilchos Tzitzis Simin Yud Gimel. We're finishing up Simin Yud Gimel, and we're in Sif Gimel. The Ramah comments: Vafilu Talis Katan Shetachas Begadav Ein Tzarich Lifshot. Even if you're wearing the Talis Katan, which became pasul, you do not need to remove it. Vuadinim Nifsak Echad Min Atzitzios Umisbayz Leishiv Below Talis. So too, if one of the strings became detached, and you're embarrassed to sit there without a talis, you can continue to wear it without making a bracha on it because of the embarrassment which would be involved with taking it off. The Mishnah Berurah says the reason there's a chiddush by the talis katan is because nobody would notice that you're not wearing it, because you're wearing it under your clothing, so when you take it off, people don't realize that you're not wearing the tzitzis. Still, says the Mishnah Berurah, the removal itself is considered a gnai. The poskim explain it's potentially considered a gnai because in order to remove the talis katan, you have to take off your shirt also, and then it would be embarrassing. However, many poskim also point out that nowadays, where we have another shirt under our shirt, or we would be able to remove the tzitzis without taking off our shirt, so maybe there would be no embarrassment involved in removing the talis katan, and therefore maybe you would have to, or maybe it would not be considered embarrassment in order to invoke the heter of kavod habrios. The Mishnah Berurah also explains that one of the cases that we're talking about is where you come to whether you came to shul and you want to put on the tzitzis, and before you put on the tzitzis, you realize that they are pasul, and you're embarrassed to sit there without a talis when everyone knows that you should be wearing a talis. In that case, you'd be allowed to put it on without a bracha, or the other case is you're already wearing it, and then you realize you don't have to remove it. So even if you didn't put it on yet, you'd be allowed to put it on without a bracha in order to avoid the embarrassment. Actually, once heard a story where this happened to someone. They bought a talis for the first time to put on in shul, and they didn't realize that their talis came without the strings. So they weren't sure whether they were allowed to put on that talis or not because it didn't have the strings. And they invoked this halacha that because of kavod habrios, the embarrassment of not wearing the talis, they allowed themselves to put on that talis. I'm not sure why people might have noticed that there were no strings on the talis, and they might have thought it was odd, but this halacha was invoked. The Achronim also agree that it's all dependent on the person himself. If he's embarrassed, then he has this heter. If he's not going to be embarrassed, then he does not have the heter. Everybody needs to decide for themselves, apparently, whether kavod habrios applies in their situation. The Mishnah Berurah does limit this heter, though, and says that the only time you're allowed to put it on Shabbos is if you didn't know before Shabbos. You found out on Shabbos that it was pasul. But if you knew before Shabbos that the tzitzis were pasul, then you can't put them on Shabbos because you should have fixed them yesterday, and therefore you are not allowed to invoke this heter. The Mishnah Berurah also limits it by saying that it's only true if there's no talis for you to borrow from someone else. But if there's a talis from the shul that you could borrow, or somebody else that you could borrow the talis from, then you would not be allowed to wear a pasul talis without a bracha. You would have to wear the kosher talis, which you would be able to borrow. The Ramah then adds, V'davka b'Shabbos aser lasos tzitzis. This heter is only true on Shabbos, where you're not able to make the tzitzis. So we said that the iser of wearing a four-corner garment without tzitzis does not apply on Shabbos necessarily in such a case, because it's only true when you're able to fix it. But if you're unable to fix it, then the iser might not apply. Ava b'chol kai gavna aser. But on a weekday where you're able to fix the tzitzis, then you would not be allowed to invoke the heter of kavod habrios. As the Mishnah Berurah explains, there is an iser. No, there is not just an Isser Durabanan involved. Rather, you are over on an Isser Torah of wearing a four-corner garment without the tzitzis. And that, even v'sheva al taseh, even if you're just sitting and not acting, even if you're already wearing the talis and you want to say that's sheva al taseh, it's a passive way of being over the Avera that is not docha. Kavod habrios is not docha that. The only time it would be docha, kavod habrios can be docha in Isser Doraisa if it's a really big embarrassment. So once again, it's going to depend on each individual how big of an embarrassment is it, and it's hard exactly to gauge what's considered a genai cut on a small embarrassment, and what's considered a genai gadol, a larger embarrassment, in order to allow one to be over an Isser Doraisa, which is what would exist during the week. The Mishnah Berurah assumes that removal of a talis katan is a gnai gadol. Maybe because you would have to remove your shirt, as we said earlier, but nowadays it might not be true, while the removal of a talis gadol would not be a gnai gadol, and therefore you would not be able to be over this or doraisa. So what is the Eitzah? If it's during the week and you realize that your tzitzis are pasul, and it's not really a gnai gadol for you to stand there without a talis, the Mishnah Berurah says that what you should do is the Eitzah of the Arzos HaChaim, which was to be mafkir it. You should be mafkir the talis, then it is pater from tzitzis, And then, so you can wear it then, and you're not over on any surim. And then when you get back to your house, you should be zocha in it, and then it will belong to you, and then it will be chayv and tzitzis once again, and you can fix it. So that this eitzah would seem to get out of all issues of any surim involved, which is to be mafkir it. And then the shaila is, well, can you do that on Shabbos also? But on Shabbos, as we said, it's much more lenient for what embarrassment needs to be involved for you to wear the pasul talis. So we'll just stick with during the week. You'll be able to be mafkir it, make it hefker. It will no longer be chayv and tzitzis, and therefore there is no problem with wearing a four-corner garment as such without the tzitzis on it. The Mishnah Berurah adds one more point, which is if you see your friend has pasul tzitzis, you should not tell him until he gets to his home, because it's better for him not to know and not be over on that iser. Rather, tell him, go home, or something like that. Call him when he gets home, something like that, to inform him when he's home, and there'd be no embarrassment involved, and then he'd be able to remove the pasul tzitzis and fix them.